Good morning. Many people today, especially Christians, feel they have no real importance or purpose in life. They go through their entire life feeling they are not useful or important to God. Solomon spoke for many people of his generation and our own when he wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. If you open your Bibles there this morning, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. We'll see what Solomon has to say. He says in verse 2, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor which he taketh under the sun? One generation passes away, and another generation cometh. But the earth abideth forever. The sun also rises, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about unto the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Unto the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor, man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing." Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the time we have together this morning. And Father, we pray that you'll bless this message. Bless each one, Lord, that has lost loved ones this week. Bless me, Lord, as I lay my wife to rest this week. And I come before you this morning asking you, Lord, to give me comfort as I bring this message. Father, I praise you. I glorify you for all things. For it's in Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen. This month we've been looking at how to have a victorious Christian life. We have covered the subjects of how to have victory over a low self-image. We also covered the subject of how to have victory over loneliness and how to have victory over personal stagnation. All of these messages are posted on my website, IHS Ministry, at www.templebaptistchurchmilan.com. You can go there and listen to all these messages if your heart so desires. This week, we'll be teaching on how to have victory over feelings of futility. In case you're wondering, the dictionary defines futility in this way: the quality of having no useful result, uselessness, and lack of importance or purpose, frivolousness. Many Christians today feel they have no purpose. Many Christians feel today they have no time for God and they have no purpose in serving Him because they feel so useless. In other words, I see clearly that I have achieved practically nothing in this life. That's the way many people feel. Many people feel at the end of their life they have achieved absolutely nothing for God. The world today and the history of human anthill during the past 5 to 7 years would be exactly the same if I had played ping pong instead of sitting on committees and working in the church. This is what they say: I have absolutely achieved nothing. I have done my work, but it seems like I have done nothing with any results. Even though I may have had a lifelong ministry between 150,000 and 200,000 hours of perfectly useful work, Solomon sounds like he reached that point of despair where there is no return. He had decided that there really isn't any meaning in life, and accomplishments they had made ring hollow. So what's the use in even trying? What's the use in trying to do anything from God if you'd feel like nothing is being accomplished. Have you ever felt that way? Like, what's the use in even getting up in the morning? Why work when I know I'll never get ahead? Why work when I know I'll never achieve anything? Why work when I know nothing is going to happen to my good? Well, why make such an effort raising my kids in the right way if they're going to end up blowing it anyway? Or why try to live the Christian life since I always seem to fail at it? If you feel that way, it's obviously not a good thing. But I can tell you that you're in the company of many people in our generation, both Christian and non-Christians, who feel the same way you do. The fact of the matter is that most of us felt that way at one time or another, but we usually get over it. But there are those people that find themselves living with feelings of futility day in and day out, and it is something that needs to be overcome if they ever live in the fullness of Christ that they were designed for. And that is exactly why God inspired me to bring this message to you today. I don't want you to feel like you are absolutely useless to God. I don't want you to feel like God has cast you aside and you can accomplish nothing. So what causes feelings of futility? I have four of the most common causes I want to briefly share with you, and then we'll look at some practical steps to overcome our case of futility. This list is hardly exhaustive, but it would sure would help us to get a basic understanding of the problem. Number one, unfulfilled dreams. Many of us dream of having a great life. Many of us dream of things that we can accomplish in life. Maybe you thought when you became an adult, you would rise to the top of the corporate ladder, be a sports star, have kids that were perfect, or be a spiritual superstar. But at some point and time, you came to the realization that life isn't everything you thought it was going to be, and you haven't even reached stage two of your 10-point plan. And instead of dealing with life circumstances and the reality of the moment, you dwell on what might have been if you had the right lucky breaks, married the different spouse, or had made different decisions in the past. So you find yourself in living in drudgery of the life that is, rather than the life you've always wanted. Secondly, confusion, success with significance. I'll say that again. Many people confuse success with significance. A number of years ago, after the Dallas Cowboys had won the Super Bowl, Coach Tom Landry made this observation. The overwhelming emotion in a few days among the players on the Dallas Cowboys football team was how empty that goal was. There must be something more. That's the way we feel sometimes. We feel that there's no use in trying because we've not accomplished anything. There's no use in trying because we feel we're not accomplishing anything. Listen, my friend, God made you. God made you in His image, and He made you to complete a purpose. Some of you have reached the goals that you set in life, but when you reach them, you discovered that success is fleeting and the hollow feeling takes up residence within your soul. You confuse success with significance, and rather than focusing on the accomplishments that really mean something, like being a good dad or mom, or sticking to or living by the Christian ethic, or good conversation with friends, you let success syndrome keep you from reaching for just a little bit more. That is the problem of a lot of people. They want to be successful when they do not realize the significance of what they're doing. I'll give you an example. We think the pastor should be set on a pedestal. while the janitor of the church seems most insignificant. But what that janitor does is more significant than what the pastor does. He keeps the floors clean. He keeps things wiped off. He keeps the bathrooms clean. He keeps everything done so that we might come into the house of God and feel comfortable. Let me tell you something, my friend. The Word of God says that that person that we seem most useless or not in line with what God wants, God considers them the most useless. Listen, my friend, everybody is essential to the work of God. You may not be the pastor. You may not be a teacher. You may not be a singer. But what God is, the gift that God has given you to use in the church is vital to the success of the church. It's vital for you to use your gift, whether it's a gift of cleaning the pews, whether it's a gift of cleaning the toilets, whether it's a gift of wiping the dust off the pulpit, whether it is singing in the choir or preaching a message, do it to the best of your ability and look at the significance of thing rather than your success. Thirdly, we find that many people confuse personal and spiritual failure. All of us have experienced failure at some level, but some have experienced a deeper failure than others, and one that is not popular or accepted by our culture. You might have been fired from your job, messed up your marriage, had kids that rebelled against your values, or given in to temptation and blown your Christian testimony and credibility with others. And instead of accepting that some failures is good because it leads to growth, or accepting the forgiveness that God offers when we've turned away from Him, and we begin to wonder if it's any use at all trying to be who God wants us to be. Listen, God created you exactly how He wanted you. You may not be a person that gains a lot of spiritual success. You may not be a person that gains a lot in your personal life. But remember, God created you to be who you are. God created you to be exactly who you are. You need to do the best that you can do at whatever gift God has given you. Now, fourthly, what causes futility? Lack of support system. Proverbs 17, verse 17 says this, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Maybe you've read that verse and said, that's true. But the problem is that you don't have that loyal friend to help you through the tough times of life. No one to encourage you, help dust you off and put you back on your feet. And so you say, what's the use in even trying? No one is there to help me. Now, as I said, we could probably come up with many more reasons to feel useless, but that is probably enough to get us started anyway. And you'll all leave here depressed if I go any further. But now that we've identified the problem and the reason we have futility, what we really need are some steps to overcome futility. And that's what I want to give you now. If you're at this point in your life, you know how unhealthy it is for you and others around you, so what can you do about it? I have a list here of four steps that will help you, but am not promising an automatic solution to your problem. It's taking you some time to get this way, and it's going to take some time to change things back to normal. So listen very carefully. Renew your commitment. Renew your commitment to God. Renew your commitment to the people around you. If you're a Christian, at some point in your life, you made a commitment to follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And whether you like it or not right now, or you've got to renew that commitment and let God know that you're willing to not only make the effort to overcome, but with His help, you will overcome. Once King David had a horrible personal failure when he committed adultery, yet he prayed to God in this way, in Psalms 51, verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Did David claim to be filled with joy when he prayed this prayer? Absolutely not. He was absolutely miserable. So he asked God to restore that joy that he once had when he was first saved. Did you think he could do this in his own? Absolutely not. He knew that he was weak, so he asked God to sustain him on his journey back to wholeness. Part of the reason some of us are suffering from futility is because when we've been knocked down, we relied completely on ourselves to bring us back up. And every time we try to bring ourselves back up, we will fail. We need to call on God to restore us, to give us strength we need to make it through. Psalms 23, verse 3 says this, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Whether you are able to accept this as true or not, at the present moment, God wants nothing more than to restore your joy and renew your strength and give you the power and ability to overcome your futility. Please let down your guard, renew your commitment, and allow Him to do a new work in your life. Secondly, to overcome steps of futility, resist negative influence. We've all had negative influences in our life. We've all had negative people. We've all had people that tell us we would never amount to anything. We've all had people that tell us we'll never succeed in life. There are a lot of people out there who are similar or worse circumstances than you're in, and whether they're trying to or not, they will do everything they can to pull you down to their level. In addition to that, Satan wants nothing more than to keep you in your present state because it keeps you from effectively living your life for God. Paul was writing to the Corinthian church and expressed this fear in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. The Bible says, But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Paul was worried that the Corinthian church might be pulled down because of what was going on in the church. Paul said he feared, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Normally, when we think of Satanic attacks and spiritual warfare, we think of some huge, obvious, and extreme temptation. But Paul's fear is that the Christians would be led away from their pure and simple devotion to Christ. And that is exactly what happens when we allow ourselves to pull us into or keep us in a state of futility. We lose that pure and simple devotion we had once before. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 19 says this, Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Both of these activities sound painful, don't they? But they are not nearly as painful as the life you're going to have if you continue to be influenced by the negative forces around you. When somebody joins you in their misery, you've got to begin viewing that as a spiritual attack. And in the name of Christ, rebuke those negative thoughts and images from your mind. Refuse to be part of that negative influence by restating, remembering, and reenacting the fact that you are a child of God, that you are designed for heaven, that the Spirit of God indwells you, and that nothing or no one can change that fact. The third step to overcoming futility, rediscover your purpose. All of us were created for a purpose in life. All of us have a purpose to serve God. We may not have found it yet, but rediscover your purpose. Rediscover everything that you have in life. Listen, my friend, I want you to understand this. Before you go to God, rediscover your purpose. In his book, Teaching the Elephant to Dance, James Balesko describes how trainers shackle young elephants with heavy chains to deeply embedded stakes. In that way, the elephant learns to stay in its place. Older, powerful elephants never try to leave, even though they have the strength to pull the stake and walk away. Their conditioning has limited their movements. With one only small metal bracelet around their foot, attached to nothing, they stand in place. The stakes are actually gone. Like powerful elephants, people are bound by earlier conditioned restraints. If you're suffering from futility, it is a learning behavior that has taken place over time and is limiting to your spiritual success as you unattach chain around an elephant's foot. Yet, when the circus tent catches fire and the elephant sees the flames and smells the smoke, it forgets its old conditioning and runs for its life. If you are suffering from futility, you need to realize that your spiritual house is on fire. You better do something about it before everything crashes in. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 26, Paul says this, "Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth a prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air." Now how does the runner win the prize? By focusing on the end of the race, by seeing clearly the goal set before him, by knowing that his purpose is not just to run the race, but to win the race. Your purpose in life as a follower of Christ is to win the race, not just sit by the sidelines and worry about what might have been. It is a time to remind yourself day after day, moment by moment, that you are not here on this earth just for yourself, but you have been called to a higher purpose, one that brings glory to Almighty God. And even if life has handed you some bad times, and even if you haven't accomplished everything you would like to have accomplished, even if you failed in life, the one thing that never changes is your purpose to live like a God-loving, Christ-following, kingdom-growing child of God. Finally, the fourth step in overcoming futility is resting in God's peace. Resting in God's peace. You want to know something? While God might want you to be the best in business, or the greatest spouse, or the greatest parent that's ever lived, what he wants more than anything is for you to put away these feelings of futility and realize that he loves you no matter what. God isn't grading you on how much money you make, how long your pedigree is, or how many accomplishments you've had to your credit. Isn't it time to just relax and let God do his work in you? Isn't it time to quit trying to please yourself and everyone around you and rest in the fact that God loves you just the way you are. Let me read to you a promise from Jesus, and let it be a promise that you claim today. John 14, verse 27. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I'll read that again. I want you to listen to it. "Peace I leave with you." Jesus leaves a peace that the world can't give. "My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Now, it's one thing to read this promise and say, "That's really nice." It's another thing to read it, meditate upon it, and let it sink into your soul. Today, why not go home and relax? Read these words over and over again to yourself, allowing Jesus to speak directly to your heart through them. He wants nothing more than for you to rest in His peace, knowing that you are a child of God, knowing that you have accomplished what God accomplishes through the Holy Spirit. Listen, my friend, we all have a purpose in life, and that purpose is to serve the living God. I want you to know today that I'm praying for you, that I'm praying that you will not stay in this state of futility or feeling like you've not accomplished anything in life. God wants you to know that He has equipped you, He has made you like you are, He has equipped you for a purpose, and if God has equipped you and the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, you can accomplish anything. Anything in life that you wish to accomplish. I want you to know that. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In conclusion, I hope today you can begin having victory over feelings of futility. It isn't going to happen overnight, but if you follow the steps I've given you, it will happen eventually, and you can praise God for it. Listen, my friends, these steps I've given you, I'll give them to you again so you will understand what they mean and your own life. How do you overcome these steps? Well, renew your commitment to God. That was first. That is the first thing we talked about. Renew your commitment to God that you are a child of God and nothing can stop you. You are a child of God and you are created for a purpose and you're going to fulfill that purpose in life. Secondly, resist those negative influences. All of us have them. All of us have people that tell us we'll never accomplish anything. All of us have those people that tell us we'll never make it. But you need to resist those negative influences. And remember, you're a child of God. You can accomplish anything. Jesus said, "Without me you can do nothing, but with me you can do all things." Listen, Paul even made that statement, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." Listen, we need to resist those negative influences. Thirdly, I want you to understand, rediscover your purpose. Rediscover your purpose in life. That purpose you have in life is essential, that you find your purpose in life and you commit your life to fulfilling that purpose. That, my friend, is what we all need to do. And finally, rest in God's peace. You are a child of the living God. Don't ever forget that. You are a child of the living God who was created by Him with a purpose in life to complete and do what God has called you to do. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the attendance we have this morning for everyone that is here. We ask you, Lord, that you'll bless this message. You'll use it to help those that are feeling that they are useless in life, that they have no purpose. Help them overcome this futility. Help them overcome this state of uselessness. Help them overcome the problems they have in their life. We bless you. We thank you, Lord, for the many blessings in life that we've given you. And we praise you. We glorify you. For it's in Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen.